Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, September the 28th of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, the Miracle Man. And I'm so glad that you've made the determination tonight to tune in to the tonight to learn something from the Lord, and also so that I can talk to you about what's going on, you know, with me and current events and with sports and that. And speaking of which, we have a boatload of things going on tonight. It's going to be a busy show. I have our football stuff to get to. I have our scores from Midland, from Dow, the Lions and what they did yesterday. As well as the Thursday night game, as those were the games I chose to pick. Also, we have an SEC surprise that I will be discussing when we get to that part of the show in sports later on. Before I get into the show, I want to first tell you, you know, who I actually am, you know, where I'm from and stuff. So my name is actually River Shukla with a Y, not an I. And I was named that because of Rivers of Living Water. And specifically that verse in John where it says, "And out of your belly will flow rivers," not a trickle, not a stream, not a little droplet, "rivers of living water." Rivers of living water. And so that's why my name is Rivers. Doesn't have to do with a river somewhere in the somewhere, be it here in Michigan or the Mississippi River or the Missouri River or something else. You know, the different rivers that you may hear about. Nope. Rivers of living water. Also, I live here in Midland, Michigan. I've lived here my whole life. And also, you're welcome to follow me on Facebook. Yeah, it's facebook.com. And then you look up Rivers Joel Shukla, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and then Joel, like the prophet Joel, J-O-E-L. Shukla is S-H-U-K-L-A. And you can friend me. And then that's a great way to stay in touch with me. You can follow me on Twitter, at River Shukla. And something special, Twitter is, I haven't done this in a while, but I have been, like, at ball games and stuff, or I've tweeted before certain games, like, I'll send out tweets between it, like if teams score or whatever, like football or something, and I'll be sending tomorrow night a few tweets, live tweets during the debate. Differences like between the two candidates, like it'll be like after they've both given their opinion on an issue, and basically, you know, what it is, like maybe 3, maybe 4, maybe 5, but you'll be able to follow me. And so you can follow me there on Twitter at Rivers Shukla, no space in between Rivers and Shukla on Twitter. And then I just keep that like to what's going on, whether it be a game I'm at, the debate, what have you. And if you guys enjoy my little commentary that I give once in a while on the show, I might do more of it. Depends on the feedback from you listeners. So I'll have to wait and see what happens there. So, just to let you know, Facebook, Twitter, great way to get in contact. Those are both great ways to get in contact with me, follow me, and it's awesome. So, I want to mention to you that on Saturday, I get to go to one of my favorite places. I didn't say cities. I said places. It's a place in a city type thing, but it's a place. One of my favorite, all-time favorite places, Cedar Point Amusement Park, Sandusky, Ohio, as they are doing their fall weekend event now, but this year it's a little bit different than what it normally is, because they're only open 12 to 8 this time instead of the usual noon or midnight. But it's going to be good. As of right now, the weather doesn't look too terrible. It's going to be awesome. I have not been on a midway this year, thanks to COVID. I will mention more about the midway stuff either tomorrow night or Wednesday night. Probably Wednesday. But just saying though, I'm going to go. It's going to be awesome. Were there times that I doubted that Cedar Point was even going to open this year? In like April, May, a little bit. And so, like I said, I'm really excited. And it looks like, I'll have to check and verify in a couple of days, but as of right now, based on this past weekend, it looks like all of the biggest coasters will be open. So, really excited about that. So it's going to be fun. So that's going to be a really cool thing. I will say about the CP thing, one of the interesting things, how do you think this works, Megan, like on this biggest ride? I actually lost a hearing aid out of my ear on the dragster back 10 years ago. So if you lose it right out of your ear, how is a mask going to stay on your face?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because what you think is more strapped in, this or this, like when it's on my face? Which is more strapped in, this thing or this thing?
I would say maybe the mask, just because there's going to be air pressure blowing onto it, onto your face, would be the only advantage that it has.
And without it, I would lose it instantly.
Yeah.
Without it, I would lose it.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? That'll be interesting physics. Only the hearing aid is staying off when I'm going on the ride. But I mean, like, wrong with the mask though, because there they are saying that you have to wear the masks when you're on the rides, but you don't have to do it when you're eating or drinking. In my mind, if they tell you that you have to wear a mask, it shouldn't apply when you're on, like, the super big coaster or when you're eating or drinking, but it should the rest, if they're going to make you wear it. That's what I mean. If/when, because, you know, if you lose your mask, you lose your mask, I mean, your face diaper, that thing. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. So more on CP tomorrow. Also, speaking of masks and other things, Florida in the news is Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has made the decision to let Florida go into phase 3 of reopening. What this means is that in the state of Florida, these counties who had a mask order, they are no longer valid. County restrictions on capacity, the strictest they can be is have capacity lifted to 50% at the county level. That's as strict as they can be. Other than that, they're pretty well opening back up. Also in the news, Texas just announced that as of last Monday, it came out like a week and a half ago, that most businesses in Texas can have their capacity up to 75%. It had been at 75% for a little while and then reduced to 50% due to a surge in cases. And for them, they're up to 75% capacity in Texas. And now in California, praise God, I'm really excited about this one. They announced that churches could reopen. So that is a really cool thing there. And then Michigan just announced as of a couple of days ago that movie theaters, arcades, and the like can now open on the 9th of October, but they're limited to 25% capacity. Really? 25? Your names are numbered. Really? In a state that doesn't have nearly the amount of cases as Texas or Florida or Georgia, yet she decides to keep her foot down. There are a lot of things I could say right now. But I won't. Like, at least they're open, but come on. Really? Ohio, though, there was some misinterpretation. They had sent out a memo that basically said that restaurants could operate at full capacity, except still got to be 6 feet apart. Turns out that was the same way it was in May. But now they said that the self-serve food things, food stations can now reopen. Which to me better include BUFFETS. Do you think it does? It better. Does it include them when they say the self-service food stations? Does that include those? Buffets? Megan, in your mind, does that mean include buffets? I say yes. And those of you who know me, before the lockdown, I didn't really know too much. I mean, I was kind of critical of him for limiting the big crowds a couple days before we even locked down. But I never said anything. And then I thought he was getting some common sense. Now I think he's still a little bit out there. Besides that, did you hear about the kid who got the mom who got arrested in Ohio because she was sitting there in the bleachers not wearing a mask? Their governor just said it was too soon to comment. I don't know what that means there, though. I don't know what that means.
It means that, sometimes you can't make comments because it's like a legal case involved, so they can't say anything about it quite yet.
So that's at least we're here. I feel like you already know what she would have said. She should have wore it.
Yeah.
Where she should have wore it. Where there, they like it's too soon to say anything. So at least they're like, at least he's not her listeners, because those of you who know me, listeners, I wish you would not. For those of you who wonder why I'm like this, I would say, I guess it's a matter of personal preference. I have had to the South to higher standards than what I have Michigan. I hope they take this the right way. I hope they decide, you know what? We need to open. Because the truth is, listeners, Ohio was the first state to close schools, the first state to even propose any kind of crowd limits and stuff like that. It was Ohio. If I was his advisor, I would have. You already know I would have been very hard on him, don't you? I would have been like resign now. You know, I would have even went as far as almost paying people to go to CP. to get them in.
Yeah.
And if you're from out of state, you can't go on Ohio's caseload either. Because otherwise, I would do that so they can't use it as a reason to lock it back down.
Right.
And I would try to bail out every single one of them that closed if I could. I'd be like, you're back on. Unless you decide for some reason that you don't want to be. But because some of my favorite diners, food places that aren't from the South, a couple of them that I can think of are from right there in Toledo. Two of them. And then my first ever Coney, believe it or not, that I learned to like Coney's was down in the Cincinnati area. So to me, like, I really do have a soft spot for that state to the South. I say that like that way, especially during the fall season, because, Michigan has that big rivalry. Speaking of which, I can't wait to talk about Michigan State football and that, when we get to part of the season. So anyhow, so the way it is right now, states are, so we're starting to see more of America opening up, which is a really good thing to see. And we have to get common sense back in this country. We have to, and we are having a speaker at my church on Thursday night. I forget his first name. I know his last name is Church. He's going to be speaking at 4 p.m. on Thursday about America and that and what we can do, like as it comes to the election and things of that nature. He's going to talk about it partly before the service and then also during. And it's going to be a good thing. I'm excited about it. And it's going to be some really important stuff. I'm saying this to say that it's really important that you register to vote and vote Bible. And if you can, if you can help it, please vote in person, or at least do like the supervised absentee, as I would call it. What that means is maybe you can still vote privately, but like maybe it could be like that. Maybe it could be that you do it at the clerk's office or whatever, or even if you vote early in the states that allow it, do it like at the clerk's office or whatever, or at a public place, you know, where they use the machines that can be tabulated properly. Because I already heard of a case in like August, Pennsylvania. Republicans' votes thrown in the trash can from mail-in votes. And they lied. And certain people, certain governors, including my own here in Michigan, she says, oh, yeah, voting by mail is patriotic. Only if you do it the right way, very much, you know, the right way that regular absentee, you know, and send it in as soon as possible. Because the sooner we know the result, the better off it can be. Because right now with all these mail-in votes, it could be weeks before we know. That's why I will be a VIP voting person, VIP OED, voting in person on, you know, your traditional election day. That's how I've done it. Even if you do it early, you know, but you do it like the right way, that's all good too. But remember, you know, vote Bible, vote, you know, who, you know, vote Bible. And by the way, that Supreme Court pick that the president made Saturday, it was good to see. People on the left are already attacking. I pray that we need to pray that God would open their eyes. And may God take these blinders off of people's eyes. And may America wake up and realize what's going on. The last thing I'm going to say about that. I'm going to sing a couple songs and then we're going to open up to continue our series on Psalm 119, the word psalm, and then we will get into our sports. Nothing can separate Even if I ran away, your love never fails. I know I still make mistakes, but you have your mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, no. The castle was full. The wind is strong and the water's deep, but I'm not alone here in these open seas. Your love never fails. The castle was far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side. Your love never fails. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Yes, Lord, you stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, Lord, your love never fails. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Yes, Lord. Amen. Take me past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, a place to sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me in to the holy place. of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the cord, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me past the outer court into the holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, a place to sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in into the Holy of Holies. Take the cord, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Oh, take me into the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb, Lord. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the cord, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take me past the outer court into this holy place, past the brazen altar. Lord, I long to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people, a place to sing your praise. I hunger and thirst for your righteousness, and it's only found one place. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take me in by the blood of the Lamb. Take me in to the Holy of Holies. Take the cord, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the cord, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the cord, cleanse my life. Here I am. Take the cord, cleanse my life. Here I am. Take the cord, cleanse my mind. Here I am. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence tonight. Oh, how we love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May we enter in to that Holy of Holies, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the time that we have tonight in your word to study about you, to study about your word, what your word is to us. And that last time we were together, listeners, that lesson was so sweet. This one is going to be so. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are, for what you are, for what your word is to us. I don't say it arrogantly. I say it humbly, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for who you are, for what your word means to us, and that we would do what it says and put it to practice. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that these listeners come with a heart to receive, ears to hear, that they're ready to do this word. And I thank you that whatever they come with tonight, any depression, any discouragement, any evil spirits, any evil thoughts that are not of you, whatever they are, thank you that you just cleanse those people of those things right now. In the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord God. And I confess over this program, increases in listenership are coming into this program. Sponsors and partners are coming into this program. Finances are coming in. And most important of all, Lord Jesus, I thank you that souls, huge amounts of souls, a huge harvest of souls is coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program and your word in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Now, I want to encourage you, whatever I do, you do whatever I do. So if I sing again, you sing, you know the lyrics. As we open the Bible, as I open my Bible, you go ahead and open it with me. So if you got a Bible, make this confession with me, listeners. You repeat after me, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. This word is more than a storybook to me. It's more than a history book to me. Today, I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Wave that thing, make the devil mad a little bit. Turn with me to the book of Psalm 119. And we're going to start with verse 41 tonight. And we'll go to about verse 80 or so. Praise God. Psalm 119. Verse 41. Hallelujah. And I'm going to begin. You can catch up to me. And it says here, may your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I will answer you, one who taunts me. For I trust in your word. Excuse me. Do not snatch the word of truth from my mouth. For I have put my hope in your laws. I will always obey your law forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom. For I have sought out your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings, and I will not be put to shame. For I delight in your commands. because I love them. I lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and I meditate on your decrees. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked. Because of the wicked who have forsaken your law, your decrees are a theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night, I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways, and I have turned my steps to your statutes. Verse 60. I paused because that was kind of an important one, and I wanted you to write that down. Verse 60. I will hasten and delay. I will hasten, and I will not delay to obey your command. Though the wicked bend me with hopes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. Do good to your servant according to your word, O Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I believe in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and are unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who hear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous and in faithfulness. You have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort, according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me so that I may live. For your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause. I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me. Those who understand your statutes, may my heart be blameless toward your decrees, so that I may not be put to shame. We'll go down to 88. My soul faints with longing. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail, looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? Though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? When will you punish my persecutors? The arrogant dig pitfalls for me, contrary to your law. All your commands are trustworthy. Help me, for men persecute me without cause. They almost wiped me from the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Preserve my life according to your love, and I will obey the statute of your mouth. All right, now, first and foremost, I want to talk about verse 59 or 60. It says, I have considered my ways, and I have turned my steps to your statutes, and I will hasten, and not I will not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with hopes, I will not forget your law. That first part I want to get to, of course, first is I have considered my way. So what it's saying there is, oh, the way you could think of this is like, I have examined myself. I have looked at my lifestyle. I have looked at the way I treat people. I have looked at my confession. I have looked at, I have considered, you know, my conduct, the way I act, the way I speak, what I look at, what I allow my kids to look at, what I, and I have determined to follow you, Lord. That's what the psalmist there is saying. That psalmist is saying, he is saying that he has determined, he has considered his ways. As the Bible says, you know, it tells us that we are to therefore consider our ways. Consider the consequences. You know, if we don't follow the way, consider them. So, it'll be like, so, you know, consider those things. give to thought. You know, what happens if I don't do what is required of a Christian? That's why it's important, you know, that we examine ourselves, look at ourselves, and we just look and we say, is that how I should be doing this or not? Should I be looking at that or not? And then it continues to, you know, just this whole I'll back it up and then I'm going to do what I did last time, give you points on what you can do. One of them is going to be consider your ways. You can say it this way: I will consider my ways. So, like I said, right, I will consider my ways. Amen. We are going to, I had read to verse 49 last time, which I realized. So, with that in mind, into verse 48. So, we will start in number 49, whichever passage that is. It, in fact, does start with verse 49. Remember your word to my servant, for you have given me hope. Something like this. Number one, your promise reserves my life. Preserves my life. So I could write, live on and stand on, live by and stand by the promises of the Word of God. The promises of the Lord. That's number one. I'm doing these in the order of the verses, like for these key points. That way comes out systematically. I'm not going to say systemic because that's not good. So systematically. So that's number one. Is. Number one is, again, standing on the promises of God preserves my life. Is how I would put it. Number two, do not be swayed by arrogant people. Do not be swayed by arrogant people. Okay, that one's self-explanatory. Number three, verse 57. The word of the Lord is my portion. part of the, this is part of the teaching on what the Word of God is. Like, to me, along with things you can do, like to help you. Is there, I promise to obey your words. Yeah, part three, so number three, write down, the word of the Lord is my portion. And then we're just looking at something. Sorry. I'm gonna have to plug it in here. So So continue. Actually, number four should be the grace of God is sufficient for me. Another verse for that in the New Testament. So this other one I said should actually be number five. Number six, I will not delay obeying your commands. In other words, what this means here is no delayed obedience. Parents, I'm sure you know about that with your kids, likely. You know, when you ask your kids to take out the garbage or do this, do that, well, whatever. And then they do it, but they do it at way after they're told to do it. So, like, they obey, but they do it delayed. And you don't want that. You are your law, I am over and all over your law. If you love the Lord, teach me your ways, and they do. I want your word, O Lord, for I believe in your commands before I was afflicted. So those are the big ones, are the six things for tonight, and I wanted to make sure that you get those in your notes. I don't like you a lot. It'd be good for me to be afflicted with them. So, so what I'm getting at though is like for one thing, you shouldn't let, it's really good, you really should not let arrogant people try to sway you. No, I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about, like, you as a Christian, what do you think about God? you know, and some people will be like, God's not real and I know it. Hell's not real and I know it, or whatever. Or that church, you know, that church that you go to, I know what church you go to, and at that church they have all their ushers have guns, and at that church they preach, you know, the service is almost 2 hours. Well, the first one I made up, we don't have guns at my church, but I mean, I heard at your church you do, your pastor, you know, teaches on offerings a lot, you know, and they all try to be like they know it all and all that kind of stuff. Oh, they want to take all your money. No. So, also, you really don't want to listen to a gossiper. Oh, man. To some people, they just gossip, you know, talk about other people behind their back, talebearer, and all that. And by talebearer, I don't mean like these little story tales that you would tell your six-year-old that maybe are unconventional. Maybe they're tales about some kid you knew or something. No. These are like not good. You know, like it's really not good to talebearer, talk against each other, talk against the church, talk against the Lord. That goes part of this whole, you know, considering your ways. You have to consider your ways. Examine yourself in your heart. Because every person, not just every Christian, every person will give an account to God about every thought, word, and deed. And if you're a Christian, it'll be from the time that you gave your life to Christ until your death. You will give an account to God for everything, including how you voted. Yes, I'm done with that for the night. Don't worry. Just saying. You know, you're going to give an account to God. Part of why this verse says, you know, consider, I have considered my ways, and I've chosen to follow you, Lord. And you make a lot of great points in this passage, and I can't wait to get into tomorrow night's verses. It's going to be powerful yet again. As I love this. I could just read to the end of that chapter and go through, give you a bunch more stuff. But if I did that, wouldn't have time to get to the Monday night Football Central brought to you by your local DQ. It is now time to do. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would consider our words, that we would hide your word in our hearts, that we might not sin against you, Lord Jesus, that your God, your word, Lord Jesus, is the light in the darkness. Your word, Lord Jesus, is just so divine. It's just so, and your promises, we can live by your promises And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything you have, everything that you're doing for us and in us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. First off, the Tigers, they failed to make the postseason, just barely. The Indians got in ahead of Detroit, so therefore Detroit, for the sixth year in a row, Detroit did not make the playoffs. I know. I feel the same way. And Gardenhire retired, so maybe their new manager, they can start moving forward. I really hope they can start moving forward because I'm ready for them too. I really am. And now, NBA Finals. It is LeBron's second team, the Heat, versus his team that he's on now, the Lakers. The Heat, who were the fifth seed in the Eastern Conference. They were the fifth seed. And they won the Eastern Conference Finals, and they will take on the Lakers starting in a couple days. Can you believe it, listeners, that we're getting into October and they're just now starting the finals for the NBA? I can't believe it. But then again, you know, you had the Rona and all that. And then they still managed to still drag the playoffs out as long as possible. Usually, starting up in a few days, normally, that preseason should be starting. But they basically decide that now, going on from here on out, basically they'll be starting the regular seasons in December. I hope that means that the regular season will be done by, like, end of May. Because, let me just be honest with you, listeners, real quick on something. Let's say it's a playoff game at Little Caesars Arena. I got tickets to go. A mid-June or late June or early July day in Southeast Michigan. You know, it's in like the 70s or the 80s. And there's a Tigers game too. So there's a lot of people there, and Tigers are doing real well. Pistons are doing good too. But they're playing in like July. Now, would I go to the Pistons game? Likely. But kind of weird to be having basketball championships in like July, doesn't it? That's why, listeners, I think the middle ground of this, listeners, would be to start the regular season in November, starting with 2021-22. This year, though, they should wait until like mid-December to start the regular season. Just my take on it, because if I have the choice, start at 7. In a way, I'd almost rather be at the Tiger game because that outside in the sun, but I'd still get it. Unless maybe they could find a way to retract the roof for the game. That'd be different. I'd like that. Then I would like that. Because it's one thing if it's in like April or May. But when it gets like July, you know. So it is what it is. So it's the Heat, Lakers starting very soon. Football. Start with Midland. Midland had a very good win Friday night, taking on the Heritage Hawks over there in Saginaw Township. and they beat the Hawks 42-20. So 22-point difference on average the last few times we met them. On average, it was anywhere from like 1 to like 19 points. So 22 points is a rather large difference based on this game. We have a good team this year. Midland has a good team this year, but it could have even been a bigger victory if Midland didn't have so many penalties. Their quarterback money, he did a great job. Eli Gordon caught some good passes. The running back did a great job. And the defense did a nice job. Everyone making key plays throughout the game. But need to work on the penalties, Cummings. As now they have to play Mount Pleasant at home on Friday. And I wish they could have, like, do this big thing in the gym, like where they get to have, like, this TV on to watch the game on it with a part of the band, part of a student section, and, like, some other fans, like maybe, like, 300-500 people out there. Or on old tennis courts, how many people do you think can fit on a set of tennis courts? That's not distancing, right? If there is none, then like 60. It was the 45 with the minimal possible, like if the band's there. That's like minimum possible. So that's like filled right up. But if you throw bleachers in there, would that then it could hold more, right? Then you would say like 100 in each one. I think that'd be fun if they did something like that. I think that would be kind of fun. But if they took down the, if it was up to me, I would take down the barriers though. You know, if it was where old courts used to be, then could it hold more that way? If it was where the old courts used to be? Because the courts aren't there anymore, that'd be kind of a neat thing. But anyhow, Midland's got to play Mount Pleasant. Midland is 2-0. Mount Pleasant is 2-0. There's only a 6-game season. I'm going to wait a couple weeks to see how we rank in the state in Division II. Normally, this would be about where you would start to watch and say, okay, here's where I think we are. And in some aspects, I think we're about where we were last year. Just about. Now, kind of about the same spot, except they only beat Heritage 31-6 on Friday night. That'll beat Heritage 31-6. In Saginaw last year, it took until game 7 for Saginaw to score any points at all. This year, Saginaw scored 6 in just their second game. Dow lost a lot of talent from last year's squad, as did Midland, but Midland had a lot of good juniors, you know, who were ready to go and take their spot. But Dow, a little bit less. But they've started 2-0, as has Midland. Mount Pleasant is also 2-0. And they are looking to grab a win against Midland. I hope they don't. But I know our governor did change some of the limits, kind of increase some of them on these outdoor spaces. I hope that includes these games to get it to where the van gets to come. I really hope so, because I will tell you, to me, at these games, other than, to me, other than the game itself, I have to say, the other two favorite parts are that student section and that band, because it's super hype, a lot of energy. Same would be said for the college, too, you know, and all that. But we'll just have to wait and see. And then for college football, a big surprise, LSU lost. Week one of SEC football, and LSU loses. And when I saw that, I was actually kind of surprised when I saw that. I really was. I was not expecting to see that. I was. Now, right now, Big Ten looking to start October 24th. Schedules have not yet been set. My hope is that even if it's not going to be the last game of the regular season, my hope is that Michigan will play that team to the South on November 28th, which would have been the Saturday that they would have played anyway, that Michigan would have played that state to the South. And hopefully to at least play a better game against them and not get totally destroyed again. NFL. Yesterday, you know, Lions going in there 0-2. Arizona's 2-0. I'm feeling confident, thinking, yeah, they'll pull it out. You know, and I even said on my show they would probably win the ballgame. A lot of people are sitting there probably thinking, another day, another dollar. You 2-0? You 0-2? They 2-0. And by the way, you got an 11-game losing streak dating back to last season. An 11-game losing streak, mind you. 11. And Detroit finds a way to pull it out last minute. At times they led, at times the Cardinals led. But Detroit pulled it out, a nice 26-23 win. I watched that last drive right after I got out of church. Detroit was working their way down the field, getting those passes that they needed. They were backed up to their 10-yard line, but they were throwing these passes when they needed to. You know, Stafford was doing good in that clutch moment for them. And then they got a good field goal right about as time expired. So a nice 26-23 win for the Lions, who are now 1-2. I will say, because there was no preseason, it meant that a lot of the teams looked a lot more sloppy than what they normally would have, because usually you have all those preseason, you have all that practicing that you can do in like June and July. But this year you didn't have as much of that to the same degree. So two doesn't necessarily mean the same thing that it would normally mean. So maybe they could really climb out of this and decide to really be contenders. Maybe. But then again, you got Green Bay in the way. You got to remember, you got Green Bay in the way, standing in the way of a possible wishful thinking of winning the NFC North. Of course, Green Bay you have to go to Green Bay and play in the tundra, mind you. And Rodgers decides to get hot in the fourth quarter. And your quarterback, and your offensive line decides not to help your quarterback. And so their defensive line just you know, gives that quarterback a hard time. He keeps going down hard, and people were tweeting even, like, he's going to get hurt. Take him out. Because we could have a better offensive line to better protect our quarterback, but that would be a much better thing for the Lions to have. Also, yes, Jacksonville did beat the Dolphins as expected. Dolphins 0-3. Sometimes you never know with them. Now, Kansas City Chiefs versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Not going to say Oakland no more. They're not in Oakland anymore. They're in Las Vegas. It's the Chiefs Raiders. Raiders are looking kind of good. They probably decide, oh, yeah, we're in Vegas now. So now that we're in Vegas, we want to be really good all the time. Maybe they got paid off for all we know. I don't know. But, of course, we all know money doesn't buy you wins. No, it doesn't. The Chiefs play the Raiders tonight. And, of course, the Chiefs got Andrew Wiley. And, you know, that great offensive line. They have that good quarterback. Of course, the Raiders have their good strengths. My pick tonight, hail to the Chiefs, 28, and lit up is referring, you know, to, you know, the city of light being all lit up. You know, you got the famous Vegas sign. I've not been to Vegas, but I know it's super lit up at night. It's not called the City of Lights for nothing. But they got really big time lights out there. And so 28-23, Chiefs. And also games of note, Tom Brady's Patriots, they got a nice win yesterday. I think the Patriots receivers are starting to get a bit more confident with Brady, and looks like he's getting more confident with them. So it looks like they could do a good run, win the NFC South. NFC South still looks to be up for grabs, I think, this year. So we'll have to wait and see. Newton's getting things figured out with the Patriots, too. So we'll have to wait and see what all happens. There's still a wide range of possibilities for the Super Bowl. We'll just have to, of course, wait and see what all happens. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.